anjing.
You're awful at this.
Thank you.
Well, I'm Vicky.
I'm Gibby.
And, you know, this is our crappy weather podcast.
We're going to start off with weather, and then we're just going to go into why every state is bad.
why everything in America is awful.
All right. So,
locally,
we live here in Denver City, Texas, which it's bipolar here, okay? Everybody's bipolar here.
Everything is bi.
I came...
The seventh grade girls, the people.
I came to Texas just a couple of years ago, you know, I thought they're gonna say yeehaw. No, everybody's just, wow.
Everybody's their own little special character. Like, we do have, like, I only know, I've lived here almost all my life, and I only know one stereotypical Texan.
Ashton?
No.
Who?
Miss Clinton.
True, big hair.
Like, the short, fluffy hair. Like, the...
The y'alls.
The y'alls. And she always says y'alls.
And like, she teaches math.
She's a good teacher.
She is a good teacher. I'm personally from California. I mean, I was raised there a little bit. You know, I came back and forth through there, but I'm stayed here now, so...
I used to travel a lot between here and Colorado. And oh my god, is it a change?
It is.
Like, over here, it'll be like freezing cold in the morning. And then in the afternoon,
it's
everybody's like outside getting wet.
Yeah.
Because it's just that hot. And then like, over there, it's freezing cold. Just like all the time. But then, if I go into like an open area where there's like not that much trees around, it'll be like... It'll be warm. It won't be like hot as here, but it'll be pretty warm.
It'll be pretty warm, like in the hallway warm, right?
We're in a hallway, by the way.
Yeah, we're in a hallway. Sorry, guys. We're not an official thing. We're in like 8th grade. We're doing this. I don't know why. In California, it used to be really hot all the time, like to the point where I always wore shorts and my swimsuit, and I would always get in the water. I was homeschooled, so it was okay for me.
At the time. Honestly, here, earlier, a couple minutes ago,
it was very cloudy, and I'm now sitting in the sun,
and now we're in the hallway, you can see perfectly outside, mind you, and there's no clouds in the sky anymore, but the wind's still there, and the wind's kind of chilly, actually, but the sun makes up for it.
You know what's weird? In California, I had never been through an earthquake. And I lived on the fault, like, I mean...
Inside of it.
Practically. I mean, it was kind of weird. But...
So, Gabby, like, in general, what state do you think, personally, is, like, the most boring thing? At a local level, at least. No hard feelings, everybody.
Maybe, like... Those mid-states that they just kind of filled in there for.
Yeah.
Like, what are they called? Like, Kansas and Illinois.
I was going to say Kansas, because I've been there a couple times for my uncle.
It's just flat.
There's nothing.
I mean, there's nothing here either, but at least like, we have, like, four different regions that is, like
one
desert.
One of them is pretty much Florida.
It's, like, desert, Florida.
Florida is part of our Texas region.
It's like a little piece of California. You know, if you've ever been to California, you know, it's pretty dry. It's not dry. It's really humid there.
It's humid, but it's like sunny.
And it's kind of pretty if you go to the right spot.
Right here. Wait, remember, what town was that? That we went to our first football game. We were like in seventh grade. What was it?
I'm not a dude. I don't know.
Yeah, but your boyfriend was there.
My what?
What was that place called? I forgot
Why is there a person just standing there?
Why not? Leave him. Oh, there's more.
That's scary. Okay.
Yeah, they're good. They're going to pass by.
Alright. But what was I saying?
It's small children. Small children.
What was I saying? What were you saying?
Oh, yeah. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I don't remember the town name, but there was a part of it that was, you know, nice. Like, there was the, you know, those, what are they called? Paradise trees or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like...
Palm trees?
Yeah, one of those. there's like a region, like a part of the freaking like town full of those, and it's all nice, and it's almost like a beach, almost like a beach setting. The other side literally has cactus growing on like part of the little like road
intersection things.
Yeah, and it was so confusing because part of the town was like really just a concrete jungle. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of it was like a desert. It was still part of the town, mind you, but it was like part of the desert hardcore.
When I first came here where I live, it's all sand. Okay, my house goes like this. It's a pretty big piece of land. I mean, like, maybe 6-7 acres, which to us is a lot. Because, I mean, I used to live in the suburbs.
So?
We have a field in the back and a field in the front. So the cotton field that another person owns, it's all green and pretty. And then all of a sudden, just no grass, house, grass. House, trees, more evergreen, and then you get to the barn and it's like nothing. It's literally just sand, and then you get in the back and it's all pretty with flowers and the cotton growing, and it's just kind of weird. And then there's wheat growing.
Wait, you know my house.
And then it's like desert everything else.
Yeah, that's how our house is. Cause like I live out of town, and I live in a pretty big piece of land too. I don't know how much exactly it is. Maybe 4, 5, maybe 6 acres of it. And I'm like, my house is like more towards the back of it. Then the front, we have like where the horses kind of like gallop and where they graze sometimes. And next to our house, next to our porch, is a lot of just green, just, you know, grass everywhere.
Really pretty grass.
Like a really pretty natural grass. Let that be known. It's natural, you know, grass. It's very nice. You know, my mom has like a couple roses growing.
My mom has a whole garden.
It's really nice, but it's only like a couple yards.
And
like,
then
wide.
Just
sand and dirt, and it makes no sense.
Because like, why does it stop growing specifically here?
Specifically here, all right.
Like, you can try to grow stuff past that line, and it will not survive.
It will not survive. Nothing goes there, mind you. Like, there's no cars that are specifically in that area. But nothing will grow on there.
Yeah.
And then, like, it'll stop. It's just literally like a cube, almost.
It's, yeah.
Like a little, like, rectangle of just nice green grass. Mm-hmm. In the middle of, like, a desert, pretty much. Because we're, like I said, I live out of town in West Texas. Yeah. It's really flat, and there's, like...
West Texas is, like, the old Western movies. That has nothing except like everybody sees the grassy hill lands and we're like, no.
Yeah, don't go over there.
Don't go over there. Because we have learned that, yeah, it's like pretty, but there's so much like vegetation that there's snakes everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Wait. There's this other dude. His name is Victor. Coincidence. But he's stupidly rich. He has a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And he has a lot of land. Way more land than we do.
Yeah.
And they live towards White Rock almost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not... He doesn't live. He lives... You know that big, really big house that's, like, near the city park almost?
Yeah.
Like, the one that kind of just pops out and then there's, like, the rest.
Yeah.
He lives in that huge, big old house. Yeah. And my brother works for him. Richard Lozano. He works for him, right? So he's a... And towards White Rock, where they have some horses grazing, like, it's... I think they said maybe 4? I'm not exactly sure, but, like, 4 horses that have died due to, like, rattlesnake bites.
Oh, in White Rock, which is, like, not even really a town. It's just, like... It's literally Denver City. It's just a section of Denver City. And it goes from really grassy lands to really just caliche.
Caliche, just everywhere. Caliche grows. It'll be like the stereotypical, like, just like, you know, like, how Coach Green said, not Coach Green, Coach Kenneth, but how he said, you appreciate the different shades of gray here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maddie. We're having one of our wonderful friends come answer this question for us.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Maddie, what do you think about West Texas weather? In all honesty.
In all honesty.
Crazy. It's different. It's snowy, then it's warm, then it's raining, and then it's cold, and then I'm hot again. I don't like it.
You don't know one day whether to come in a jacket or not.
I just always bring a jacket.
Yeah, you have to always have one here because it'll be incredibly cold in the morning. And like earlier it was really cloudy. I don't know if you saw outside, but it was really cloudy. Now it's all nice.
Yeah. Moses.
My friend Moses here too. Moses.
Oh, we need to ask you a question as well. What do you think about West Texas weather?
Bipolar.
It's bipolar.
Bipolar. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. She's in the gym.
Yeah.
So was Austin's.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm guessing.
But, yeah, that's everybody.
Just two local kids.
You know.
That's how everybody feels the same about this place. Almost everybody.
I mean, we live in the smallest town you can think of.
Oh, no. City Grace is smaller. Huh? City Grace is smaller.
Dude, White Rock's its own town. And it's literally just a neighborhood. Yeah.
It's a white... It's a town?
It has school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember.
How distant that is.
No, it's not even that far away, but it's just, it's literally just a neighborhood.
It is.
It's like a, what are they, a cul-de-sac?
No.
That's what it is. It's a cul-de-sac. And like right next to it, another cul-de-sac. And then like just a bunch of nothing.
Yeah. It's just kind of weird.
And that's a town.
Right? That's a town. That's a town for us. I mean, people like.
I've seen some really small towns.
Yeah.
Like two shops and three houses.
And like nothing else.
Nothing else.
Nothing else.
Nothing else for like a mile, then another house.
Yeah.
But that house will be really nice compared to the other two.
I like traveling places because, like...
It's your thing.
It's just... When you get past...
Yeah, Moses, we're doing a podcast. I'll leave.
It's like... We've all, like, hated this place because it's nothing but dirt. Like, you come to the school and we have grass, turf. Yeah, concrete, turf.
Evergreens, it's not even real grass.
Evergreens, turf, asphalt.
More turf,
some dirt, because they're building the new high school still. And turf, grass, turf, concrete. turf, concrete. Is what it is.
That's how you sum up our town. It's literally everything but nothing at the same time.
Yeah. It's just, it looks like a little piece of a suburb is what it is. And not the good suburb, I mean like the ghetto suburb.
This town itself isn't very boring, but during like spring, fall and like winter is when it's the most boring because it's like nothing to do. The pool isn't open. At least in summer, the pool's open, and everybody's going to the park with their, you know, with their animals, and everybody's doing their thing. It's not that boring if you have friends.
But there's a problem with fall. You have no clue what the weather's gonna be like.
Oh yeah.
You don't know if you can go, and it's just
You have to carry two sweaters, not just one sweater, two, because it'll get really cold, but it'll still be like sunny.
I remember once,
but the wind will be really chilly.
I remember once we were going to a pep rally and it was super sunny when we went in. It was raining while it was sunny, which I was used to. So, you know, I'm sitting here without a jacket on and I'm walking through it and I'm getting soaking wet. And one of my friends, I'm not going to name the friend, gave me his jacket because he's like, what are you doing? You're going to get sick. Because I personally get sick really easily according to everybody.
I don't see how I do,
but...
I'll get sick, but I'll never
get sick. He's soaking wet from the back. Well, I'm, like, dry. Oh, wait, Alyssa.
Yeah,
there's another local here.
Another background.
I need to ask you a question. Come.
You need to get closer so they can hear you.
What is Texas weather? Do you, like, how do you describe it?
Everything but...
It's dry.
Dry.
It's very dry here. But when it rains really, when it rains, we get like.
Flooding. How do you feel like about? Cause have you always lived in Texas?
No.
Okay. Well, yes. How do you feel like the transition to it?
Like, I mean, it's really dry. It doesn't rain as much.
And like when it does, like when the weather feels like it did where I lived, it's like because you're gonna have like a tornado or something.
That's how it is here.
Yeah.
We're doing Texas in general.
Yeah. So like, thank you, Alyssa, for answering our question.
Here you go. One person said dry. Everybody else said everything.
Bipolar.
It's bipolar.
It's bipolar, guys. But, yeah.
Do you have any, like, wait, where we live, you know, like I said, out of town, there's this little, like, the drive-thru for we did. And this is before we got it, like, filled up with, like, more sand for some reason. So we had the little, it kind of dipped a little.
Yeah.
So when it would rain, we would have like a lake in front of our house.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So if you didn't know here, no matter if you put down caliche, no matter what, it always dips.
Oh, everything dips.
And it's like we get little lakes and we're like super happy. And like when I was little, I used to play in them.
I used to splash around.
Because when I was like moving back and forth, I like love water. So, like, here, when I moved here, it's kind of depressing here.
It's depressing because there's
no nothing
water.
Here. But, yeah, this is basically West Texas for you. I'm Gabby.
And I'm Vicky.
And we're signing out.